Julie? Julie, do you like him?
I don't know.
Did you like it when he talked to you today? When he put you on the carousel that way? Did you like that?
I'd rather not say.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. You were quieter and deeper than a well. And you never tell me nothing.
There's nothing that I care to choose to tell.
You've been acting most peculiar. Every morning you're awake ahead of me. Always sitting by the window.
I like to watch the river meet the sea.
When we work in the mill, weaving at the loom, you gaze absent-minded at the roof. And half the time your shuttle gets twisted in the threads till you can't tell the warp from the woof.
Tame so.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. You won't ever tell a body what you think. You're as tight-lipped as an oyster and as silent as an old Sahara sphinx.
Sphinx?
Huh?
Sphinx?
Uh-uh. Spink.
You spell it with an X.
That's only when there's more than one. Julie, I've been busting to tell you something lately.
You have?
Reason I didn't care to tell you before was because you didn't have a fellow of your own. But now that you got one, I can tell you about mine.
Carrie! Why, you... Oh, I'm glad you got a feller, Carrie.
His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round-bottom boat with a net full of herring from the sea. An almost perfect beau, as refined as a girl could wish. But he spends so much time in his round that he can't seem to lose the smell of fish. The first time he kissed me, the width of his clothes knocked me flat on the floor of the room. But now that I love him, my heart's in my nose, and fish is my favorite perfume. Last night he spoke quite low, and a fair-spoken man is he. And he said, Miss Pipperidge, I'd like it fine if I could be wed with a wife. And indeed, Miss Pipperidge, if you'd be mine, I'll be yours for the rest of my life. Next moment we were promised, and now my mind's in a maze. For all it can do is look forward to wonderful day of days. When I marry Mr. Snow, the flowers will be buzzing with the hum of bees, the birds will make a racket in the church. When I marry Mr. Snow, then it's off to home we'll go, and both of us look a little dreamy-eyed, driving to a cottage by the ocean side.
Mr. Snow, here I am.